leaders. The advice in this 80th verse offers wisdom for the 21st century and beyond. Imagine a world where weapons are vestiges of the past, displayed in museums to illustrate and warn the populace about an absurdly violent history. You'd begin to see the conflicts on this planet exhibited from the perspective of human beings as tiny microbes living on the same body, equally dependent on it and on one another for survival, yet killing each other and destroying their host anyway. War would simply seem senselessly destructive. When we look at the conflicts that have taken place throughout history, we cannot help but see that the hatred and rivalries in ancient and modern times make no sense. Why won't or can't people share the land and live together peacefully? What seems so important that it's necessary to kill each other over it? Even in fairly recent times, those individuals who were so hated that we tried to decimate them have become our allies. So what was all the killing about? Why haven't we learned to live in harmony with the life-giving Tao? The answers to these questions are obviously complex, but unfortunately, they continue to need to be asked. This verse doesn't negate an effort by you to create ways to live your utopia. Instead, it's offering you an escape from the vicious cycle of hatred, murder, war, and subsequent cooperation before the next cycle of violence erupts. You can return to the basics of a peaceful existence by choosing to live simply and placing less effort on needing to conquer anyone. When you see the inclination toward creating more war machines, vote instead for candidates who support peaceful ways for dealing with conflict. Your personal choices also align you with the tranquil nature of the Tao. You can opt to do without some of the new technology some or even all of the time. You can choose to write by hand and feel your connection to your source as the words flow through your heart onto the paper. You can choose to walk rather than drive as often as possible. You can choose to compute numbers without a calculator and remember phone numbers as a way of personalizing your connections. You can choose to swim or bicycle for exercise in lieu of using machines. There are many labor-saving devices that Lao Tzu may never have dreamed about, and you can eliminate them as part of your simplification routine. Maybe not having email or downloading music is your way of symbolically staying close to the land that Lao Tzu speaks of in this verse. In other words, you can know what the modern world offers in the way of information and technology, while at the same time being aware of the areas of your life where you want to keep things basic. Recognize when you're feeling the effects of information overload, too many gadgets or overcomplication, and switch to a natural environment that pleases you for whatever amount of time you choose. Lao Tzu seems to be encouraging you to simplify as a way to heighten awareness of your Tao connection. Try out these new attitudes and behaviors to help you change the way you think about your modern life. You may, in fact, change the way you're living. Practice radical appreciation. Begin a practice of joyfully engaging with the things you take for granted. There are comforts such as your home, garden, meals, clothes, family members, and friends that you experience every day without appreciating them. Choose to pay attention. Make the shift by giving thanks and loving appreciation. Spend more time close to home in awe over the many simple treasures that make up your life. See paradise all around you. Change your beliefs that you must travel, be worldly, and experience distant lands and people in order to have a fulfilling life. In fact, you could reside on the same street for a lifetime without ever leaving and know the bliss of the Tao. Keep in mind the thought offered by Voltaire, paradise is where I am. If where you are is at home, with the same people, the same photographs, and the same furniture, make it your paradise. Find joy and solace in the simple. Change your view to see the pleasure in what you have and where you're located and who you are. Cultivate your utopia by feeling the Tao in every cubic inch of space. Do the Tao now. Devote a day to food. Appreciate the mysterious intelligence that created food for your health and pleasure, and say a prayer with every connection to it. Going grocery shopping, cooking, planning a dinner party, being a dinner party guest, eating at a restaurant, grabbing a snack, or having some popcorn at the movie are all just some of the opportunities to consciously explore that connection. See these food connections as a part of the endless Tao cycle and being in your own utopia. The 81st and final verse of the Tao Te Ching. Quote, true words are not beautiful. Beautiful words are not true. Good men do not argue. Those who argue are not good. Those who have virtue do not look for faults. Those who look for faults have no virtue. Sages do not accumulate anything, but give everything to others, having more the more they give. Heaven does good to all, doing no evil to anyone. The sage imitates it, acting for the good of all, and opposing himself to no one. unquote. Living without accumulating. This final verse of the Tao Te Ching provides the closing message of this entire collection of ideas. You came from no thingness. The place of your origination had no things. The place of your return is one of no things. Therefore, Lao Tzu is inviting you to replace the accumulation of more stuff with the celebration of your true essence. Just as nothing is pure Tao in its formlessness, the real you is that same formlessness, for you are the Tao. The Tao Te Ching attempts to attract you to a way of being that recognizes nothingness as the Tao. You could call it a God-realized way of being. In this final essay, I've chosen to propose that you access your non-being Tao self by living without accumulating. This means giving more, arguing less, and releasing your attachment to everything in the world of the 10,000 things. Ultimately, living this way even means letting go of your attachment to your life and your body. But you can practice this right now while you're still living in the world. St. John of the Cross speaks of this way of seeing your life. Quote, to reach satisfaction in all, desire its possession in nothing. To come to possess all, desire the possession of nothing. To arrive at being all, desire to be nothing. To come to the knowledge of all, desire the knowledge of nothing. Unquote. All of this wisdom of nothingness comes out of the offerings of Lao Tzu, the ancient spiritual sage who wants us to experience the bliss of being all by knowing a non-accumulating place of no thingness. It is difficult to imagine a world without things, yet in this final verse of the Tao Te Ching, Lao Tzu takes you through what such a world would really look like. You don't need beautiful words, since there's no thing for you to describe. There's no thing to argue about, as there are no possessions to fight over. There's no fault-finding or blaming, for all that exists is the hidden virtue of the Tao. And finally, there is no thing to collect, amass, or accumulate, which leaves you in a state of creative giving and supporting. Heaven does good, says Lao Tzu, and good is a synonym for God, which is truly the same as the Tao. Meister Eckhart illustrates the interchangeability of the words God and Tao in this piece. Quote, God is a being beyond being, a nothingness beyond being. God is no thing, no thing. God is nothingness, and yet God is something. Unquote. You're encouraged in this final verse of the enduring and amazing Tao Te Ching to do all that you can to imitate heaven.